Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, boy. All kinds of stuff I'm learning this morning, because you can't keep up with President Trump and all the things going on. It really is hard. Here's a new one. I hadn't seen. Have you seen this one? Dan Bongino has been named Deputy Director of the FBI.
Yeah, I tell you, if you had a talk show on Fox, you were in, baby.
You're going for somewhere, yeah, pretty much. So anyway, that announcement has been made. I don't know if they have to be confirmed by the Senate, or they just get to go in there. I don't know, at the deputy director level. But wow.
Dan Bongino has his own radio show too, that's also network, that a lot of people pick up, and they use him a lot on Fox. And I've watched him now, I don't know, last 5, 7, 8 years. And I always kind of liked him. Don't dislike him. Don't get me wrong. But not thinking, wow, that's a guy I really want to listen to either. But, man, the number of people that have said to me over the years, Bob, you listen to Dan Bongino? He's great. He has an affinity. Folks that like him, they know who he is.
Well, I guess he's going to have to give up all that stuff. So here's I know who he is because he was a guest on either O'Reilly or Hannity or something for a long time, and then it kind of grew from there. But I didn't realize he has a master's degree in psychology from CUNY, New York. He has an MBA from Penn State. I didn't know that. Do you? He was a member of NYPD.
He comes off almost a street, like New Jersey street.
Yeah.
And so I want to tell you, not quite that, yeah, but yeah, interesting.
A highly respected special agent with the Secret Service. I knew that, and now one of the most successful podcasters in the country, something he's willing, prepared to give up to serve. So he's going to close that down. And, of course, he'll be there with Attorney General Pam Bondi, who went up on the top of the Justice Department the other day. It's a real very limited place to go up there because it's what they call a skiff. It's where you can go up there, and it's protected from anybody on the outside using electronic surveillance to find out what's going on, because that whole town has got microwave sneaky things going on, people listening to people's conversations in the cars, and, you know, you got Russians, and you got everybody, Chinese, and everybody's trying to hear what's going on all the time. So she went to the 7th floor to the skiff, and they still had the pictures up on the wall of Biden and Harris and all that, and she took them down and took them to the first office, somebody in charge out there, and said, hey, There's a new administration in there. She said, oh, yeah, they're just a little slow around here. She said, well, they're not going to be slow anymore. And she said, they don't like us when we handle stuff. I said, well, they're going to like it now. It's a new sheriff in town. So, you know, I'm telling you, this is going to be interesting. Here's something I did it myself today, actually. I did this, and you do it too, in your own mind, okay? There was this memo that went out. I guess it went out on Twitter or X, and it said, this was from Elon Musk. Let me try to find the one particularly with him. I've got so much stuff from him. But he said he wanted people to federal workers are supposed to put out what did they accomplish last week. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I mentioned it briefly, and then we got off on something else. But the deadline for federal workers to respond to that, I believe, is midnight tonight. And then you've already had a couple of agencies, including the FBI, with Kash Patel saying, hey, hit the pause button. He's told all his employees, you don't have to do that yet. Let's figure this out first. That's sound like he – it's easy to sit back and judge, but, man, that sounds like a little bit of an overreach, right?
Telling people to write down five things they did. It's pretty crazy.
What do you do in your job, and what have you done in the last year that sort of proves, this is what I'm reading anyway, that sort of proves you're valuable? Because the whole idea of, oh, by the way, if you miss the real headline, if you don't respond by the deadline, we'll consider it your resignation. Whole idea is to get rid of freeloaders and bureaucrats.
Yep.
And folks we don't need in government.
Well, just like, well, you know, Pam Bondi founded the Justice Department, that the people that do the cleaning of the place and that kind of stuff, they don't get around to things very quickly. Well, that's what they want to change, this whole people that just mm-hmm. move at their own pace and that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. I get that.
You can't fire me. Right.
Yeah, supposedly. You can't fire me.
I remember Donald Trump saying that in his first presidency. He says, man, you know, I thought I understood what goes on in government, but I've never seen like a business or anything that can operate and survive where you just can't fire people. I mean, to this day, they never fired Lois Lerner in the IRS. They just transferred her to another agency.
Well, this was something that was done back in after Reconstruction. It's been around for a long time, that they wanted to create a group of federal workers that don't change after every presidential election, that have the continuity of government, where they're there, you know, and they know what their job is, and it's to serve the American people, not necessarily to serve whoever's, you know, in the executive branch
right.
at the time. And hopefully those two go on together. But things have occurred in the last 30 or 40 years where I think that whole thing has been corrupted a little bit. And as they tell you, you're not supposed to say, because I don't really, tell me about this. I've heard, I don't say it on television, but I was told that it's a bad thing to say. And people have gotten fired for doing it. I'm going to do it right now. Saying the phrase, the inmates are running the asylum. What, is there something politically incorrect about that? Because I get what that comment said.
But I wouldn't have thought that, and I certainly wouldn't hesitate to use it.
Yeah, it's pretty offensive to some people, but
yeah. Well, if you're trying to say that social injustice of our lifetime has been the incarceration of Black Americans, then the prison running the asylums is a dog whistle that you're a racist. I can see it. Yeah, I don't buy it. I see it.
No, it's just I think there are white people in prison too, and you know, it's just the fact that the inmates, the people that are there, are, you know, are making the rules for the prison, which seems to be the case in the prisons of America right now anyway, because you've got so many gangs. You've got Chinese gangs. You've got every kind of gang going on in there, cartel gangs. And it doesn't sound like that the people that run the prisons are in control of the prison anyway. So that's a pretty strange thing. But a lot going on up there in our nation's capital. And every day of this week, you're going to have a lot of dignitaries coming through. I think several heads of countries are coming through there today, maybe England and somebody else. I did see, and the official statement has not come out, but so many publications have it. I feel like it, even Philadelphia publications saying the Philadelphia Eagles are not going to go to the Trump White House, you know, to do their Super Bowl thing.
Well, I was hoping that changed, but that he should be used to that from the first term.
Yeah, and that's just, you know, I just don't know what that's got to do, you know, with it. That's about the president of the United States, whether you like him or not, recognizing the national champion in the Professional Football League. I don't know that the Eagles going there, whoever goes there, you know, endorsed Biden or endorsed Obama or endorsed Trump. It's an American thing. And that is,
of course, he did say before
really
the game he was basically pulling for Kansas City to win. Maybe that chapped him a little too.
Did he go? Well, I couldn't remember if he did that or not.
He did. He said, I think it's going to be a great game. I listened to him twice. It's going to be a great game on both sides. But, you know, if you're trying to pin me down, I'm paraphrasing. Patrick Mahomes and his wife, they love me, so I certainly love them. And I'd like to see them do well. So, but who knows? Okay. Who knows? But Kansas City, yeah, that's how he did it.
Ilhan Omar has that's one of the squad, quite frequently has some interesting things to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Said stupid American to vote, that's how she referred to him, called him stupid American who voted for Trump, and it just goes on from there. Apple is getting ready to do a 500, you know, he's the guy, what's his name, he's from Alabama, the president of Apple, whose name escapes me right now, help me with it, come on, you can got it.
Head president of Apple. Come on.
Well, I can't
it's a CD name.
Tim Cook. Yeah. Thank you. I figured it out.
Yeah, not CD at all.
It's Tim Cook.
Yes, thank you. They're putting a $500 billion.
It's a hard name.
He's been to the White House a bunch. He was down in Mar-a-Lago recently. He is going to open up a new factory of artificial intelligence servers in Texas. It is part of a $500 billion investment. Let's see, they're going to put a quarter of a million square foot server manufacturing facility in Houston to produce servers for Apple Intelligence. So their new factory should open in 2026, part of a major investment. Apple also plans to hire 20,000 new employees across the United States. The new hires will focus on research and development, silicon engineering, software development, AI, and machine learning, da-da-da-da-da. So Houston is going to get the manufacturing thing, which doesn't surprise me, a little bit maybe, but Houston's probably ready to make some deals. I don't know.
Yeah, they've got a bunch of it already. There's a big one there already that was responsible for, I want to say, like a quarter of the country. Because when Houston had their big power problems with their energy company, what, a year ago or less, it shut that thing down offline. And you think, well, didn't they have generators? Yeah, but it wasn't adequate. So Houston's already responsible for an awful lot of internet distribution around the world.
Apple says,
maybe it's emerging.
Apple remains one of the largest U.S. taxpayers, having paid more than $75 billion in U.S. taxes over the last 5 years, including $19 billion in 2024 alone. So good things coming from my people. My people's at Apple. Good to see that. Yeah,
people.
I mean, you can cuss Trump all you want, but what is all this stuff happening? Would this have happened otherwise? I mean, you're seeing a lot of people do what he wants them to do, which is build stuff in the United States, quit, you know, being like Apple's all into China. And so he's putting new stuff, which is Apple Intelligence and silicon that they're making themselves here, you know, and that's certainly coming from the world of Trump. So I don't know. Very interesting, all this stuff is going on. Hard to keep up. Now, some people will not be thrilled that Joy Reid has been well, she's saying goodbye to MSNBC this week. But if you think that
you got her name, I'm sorry, you got her. I got to interrupt. You got her name wrong. It's Joyless Reid.
Oh, Joyless Reid.
She was,
of course.
She was mad every time she opened her mouth.
Yeah, and I think they had enough of that. So she's saying goodbye this week. But they're bringing in one of the primetime people is going to be Michael Steele. He is a former Republican that's been Democrat now for a while. And he's going to get a primetime show, and they're just trying to re-jiggle themselves. I don't know that you're going to see as much Rachel Maddow. I don't know if they're winding her down because she gets paid too much money. And I don't know they can afford her, but they are going to.
Michael Steele, by the way, he wasn't just a Republican. He was chair of the Republican Party for six or 8 years. Yeah. And he's gone. He's gone the other way.
He's gone the other way. Jen Psaki, who was one of the press secretaries for Biden, her star is glowing there at MSNBC, and things are going up with her. So there you go. Ringo Starr, the Beatle, he did the Opry on Friday night and did okay, did three songs. Ringo and Friends at the Ryman is a two-hour special coming to CBS 2 weeks from today on March the 10th. Got Sheryl Crow and Rodney Crowell and all kinds of other people. I'll be up there with the world's most famous drummer and the world's richest drummer, I might add, too. The show Suits was on this weekend, not being terribly well received by reviewers. I guess we'll have to wait and see what the world thinks about it.
Can I comment on that? I watched it.
Did you watch it?
I did, and I have held back from
you.
I had a few of the.
Did you watch the other series? The one, yeah,
I love the other one, and I started to even promote it on the air and say, hey, if you like Suits, they're bringing back Suits in a different way, but Suits LA, and I gave it an hour last night, and I am pretty dang disappointed. And then I saw this morning a review, headline review in Variety, the show business Bible. Suits LA should be held in contempt, and then it goes on and gets meaner. And I got to tell you, it's something, they're trying too much to be like the old one. And, you know, they also have teased us. They said, no, it won't be the same cast, but the guy that played Harvey, you know, like really the main character in the old Suits all those years. Let me tell you, they even promoted it ahead of time that Harvey was going to be on in the deal. They never mentioned him. He never showed up. That's
well,
not good.
The other people are not dead. And why they don't have the other people in the show, no one ever made it clear. Why they just couldn't bring those three people, three of the main ones, other ones, maybe four.
Especially the first show. Yeah, yeah.
Why do this? So I hope it fails. I don't think it was a good idea in the first place. Now, I watched one this weekend, and I don't think I was in a bad mood when I have all these shows I watched. I wasn't really happy about them this weekend. I watched Reacher, the season three, the first two episodes of that. It couldn't keep. I like him, too, and I enjoyed the other seasons. But this one, this story just didn't work for me. And it just wasn't interesting. I didn't care. And I'm not going back for the rest of it. So I'm just telling you that. I love the Reacher stuff earlier. And I like this guy that does it. But it just, this story.
It was an odd story. I watched it as well. I started it last week.
I didn't get into it. I mean, I didn't like whoever the federal, it just didn't make any sense to me. I couldn't care about anything.
Yeah, there's a lot of dispending belief at all of it because it was just some odd storylines. I did watch your Robert De Niro, like Catching a Killer.
What'd you think?
That's pretty good. I finished it.
Did you ever watch Zero Day?
I did watch Zero Day. Also,
that's
really good.
That's what you're talking about. Isn't that same thing?
No, there's another one.
De Niro thing?
Oh.
I watched De Niro, and apparently I watched a lot of TV. Yes, I watched Zero Day as well.
Wow. Apparently it's me
zero life
replacement surgery.
Well, this weekend was sort of about that for some reason. I don't know what I was doing and had so much time to do this, but I was babysitting the dog for one thing. Back in a second after this word from my pal Jim Schwartner.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And with the return, and as well as the wrap-up in the last 5 minutes, Jimmy Carter on a bunny.
You know, maybe we all, maybe crazy stuff always went on, but we've got so many cameras in this country now that when anything a little bit odd goes on, we get pictures of it. I mean, one thing is this, there was this wild fight at the Atlanta airport. Maybe people have always fought at the airport and the bus station and all that, but I don't remember it. I never saw anything like it in my days of traveling. But in the last several, from COVID forward, it seems like people have lost their mind when they're in public places, particularly at the airports. And they did a big brawl at the Atlanta airport over the weekend. It's just a joy, joy, joy. And then American Airlines flight going to India from somewhere in the United States, from Charlotte or somewhere, bomb threat mid-flight, like over when they were over Turkey or something, and they had to flip it around and land in Rome with fighter planes escorting the plane down. I presume that it's everything was okay. Never heard any more about it. You had a couple of police officers killed over the weekend. Just the world's most dangerous job, and this is two Virginia police officers were killed. They were shot during a traffic stop 11:30 on Friday night, blue Hyundai Sonata with an expired plate. So they pulled it over, and this didn't come to a halt. Until to a dead end. Then the guy just came out, pulled a pistol, and shot both the officers. They fell to the ground. Then the guy went off somewhere down the street and killed himself. And then an officer from West York Borough up in Pennsylvania, he was killed in the line of duty when a guy took some staff hostage inside a hospital in York County, Pennsylvania. Two other officers from York County and three members were shot in all, and they were in stable condition. A fourth hospital staff member was injured after falling during the incident. And that bad guy, let's see, he had handguns, zip ties, and all kinds of, doesn't say why or what was going on with him, but just another one of those, you know, terrible. You never know. These officers just never know when something, you know, every call is scary these days. Pope Francis, critical condition. Someone said he was alert and communicating, but at the same time, another one reported that there are early signs of kidney failure. So the Pope is 88 years old, and he had part of a lung removed when he was 21, battling pneumonia then. But he's been largely wheelchair-bound in the last number of years. People still talking more and more about this Texas measles outbreak. 77 cases in teenagers and children, 16 leading to hospitalizations. I hope someone's doing some education about vaccines. You do not want that to get out of control. And I'm sure I hope the governor's office and other people are working on that. Basketball, the SEC still going strong with Auburn, like, up there at the top. They had Miss America show up at their game the other day because she was once an Auburn cheerleader, so she went out there and cheered a bit with everybody. And the SEC tournament will be in Nashville coming up in a couple of weeks as we sort of wind that down. But a lot of political action. If you don't like politics, it's a good time to watch Reacher or whatever, because it's all about, you know, Trump politics, because there's so much going on in the details. I mean, in all these cabinet positions, and I thought he had all his cabinet in there, but I think they still got the Labor Department lady out there, and
actually
there's a couple more.
Apparently there's still a ton. You know, one that happened over the weekend, Kash Patel is that interesting guy. They approved to be head of the FBI, and over the weekend Trump appointed him. Of course, he has to be cleared as also the head of ATF. Alcohol,
yeah, they're going to try to fold ATF into under his jurisdiction. They're
like
working on all that
radio,
Homeland Security stuff. Yeah, they're working on everything. But what is interesting is that the Congress is pretty quiet about all of this, and the courts have not come down. They've done a few rulings, and Trump has not really lost any yet. about having people having to go to work, come back to work, and stuff like that. So
things have been held and whatever. Yeah, I'd say he's batting more than I thought he was going to.
Yeah, me too. It sounds like it's doing more in the Congress. I mean, yeah, Bernie Sanders is trying to do a GoFundMe thing so he can go out in the United States and talk bad about him. So, don't know. So we'll see how this week is going to go. It's always interesting up there in Trump world, that's for sure.
Yeah, you mentioned the risk our cops are at.
Yeah.
And this is a call yesterday that went out in Williamson County in the afternoon to the sheriff's deputies, the officers. Male fell off toilet between cabinet and toilet. Very stuck, can't free himself. There is a mess everywhere. This is believed to be a non-threat, no danger, but victim cannot self-extricate. Needs extrication, is entrapped. Mess everywhere.
I think that's a job for the fire department. If I was a...
Bring that fire hose in there. Clean up that mess quickly.
I didn't get to follow it, but I think it ended up, you know, they had to show up, I'm guessing. But that ended up to being them telling fire and EMS, I'm guessing, this one's yours, guys.
Yeah, they fight over that one, and they fight over that one in the yard. Okay.
Yeah. Man, they do everything.
May that not happen to any of you today.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Be a good thing if it doesn't. Thank you. Jimmy Carter, good having to. Brought to you by Swertner Farm and Ranch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.